Whoa, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Stop it.
Low man has put an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
I'm serious. Stop.
Oh, mama, I can hear.
You're not going to die. Now stop it.
Dude, we are so screwed.
We didn't do anything. Eventually, they'll realize that. For now, we just have to wait for Anna to get us out of this.
I always imagined I'd come to her rescue one day.
Are you kidding? That's the last person you'll ever see in need of rescue. Besides.
Besides what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Besides what?
Face it, Steve-O. You're not her type. She is like a master of time and space. She's done things and seen things you can't imagine.
I can imagine a lot.
Yeah, well, she's actually done them. You should just focus on Isabel.
That's hardly the same.
Yeah. Well, when this is all over, you're gonna see Charles Heifenbridge focus on the important things in life. I'm getting back on that dating wagon. So look out, ladies of Charleston. Charlie's looking to swipe right.
If this thing is over, you may be dating a guy on death row with meaty hands and a nervous tick.
We will get out of this. I'm telling you.
That's the guard. Anna must be back.
Heifenbridge? That's me. What is it? Did our lawyer get us out? No, sir. But you're being released. Alibi checked out. Detective Quirrell will explain everything.
This is awesome. Let's go.
Not you, Verino. You're staying.
But...
Orders. Just Heifenbridge.
Charlie? What?
Don't worry. I'm sure Anna will think of something.
Yeah, sure. Can you check in on Isabel? There's a spare key under the recycle bin on my porch.
Yeah. Sure. Let's go. All right. See you, kid.
Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Sit right down, open up your ears. Time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe. Gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys, come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind, called It's About Time.
So once we spoke with the chauffeur and the bartender...
Erica?
Yes, Miss Mayhew's account of your arrival time at Planet Follywood and the driver's statement about the time he dropped the deceased off at your agency indicate you couldn't possibly have had time to kill him and dispose of the body.
Wait a minute, are you saying I'm too old and slow to...
Sir, I'm simply stating...
I'll have you know, I was an award-winning sprinter at American University.
Yes, sir, but the amount of time...
is nothing for a man of my... grace and quickness. We Heifenbridges are like that. Like gazelles, zipping across the prairie, leaping over dangers.
Are you trying to confess to the murder, Mr. Heifenbridge?
Confess? No. Not without my lawyer. Where is she?
Oddly enough, we haven't heard from her. She had an appointment to meet with us this morning, but she never arrived. We've tried her cell, but it just goes to voicemail.
And what about Margie? Miss Knoll.
The feisty one? No, sir, nothing.
Well, I'll just collect my personal effects then.
The sergeant at the front desk will process you. We'll be in touch.
Mr. Winston! Wait, what's the matter?
He's getting away.
Hold up, Rick. Something isn't right here.
Yeah, there's that kiss you promised.
No, Rick. I mean Winston. He knew me already. Doesn't that strike you as odd?
You don't think he would resort to violence, do you? I mean, well, maybe he would, but I didn't feel anything.
I think we've been here before, or need to be.
You mean like deja...
No, come on. Let's follow Winston. I think he's headed to a portal, and we need to use it.
Wait up!
There he goes, behind that newsstand. Come on, Rick!
Wait up, Miss Margie. I can't...
There they are. Wavy lines. Let's go.
It's too late, Miss Knoll. He's found us.
I'm afraid this is the end of the line. For all of you.
I didn't. It wasn't... I'd never... She tricked me!
No! Rick, get in! No! Oh, God. Rick, what the... Erica?
Hi, Margie. What are you doing here?
Where's Rick? Did he come through here?
No, ma'am. I haven't seen him in a while. Is everything all right?
What?
Is that blood?
Oh, my God.
Did you feel that?
Are you kidding me? I almost wet myself.
There. You want a cocktail or something?
This is hardly the time.
I thought maybe just a little.
You know, the last time I felt something like that was...
26.
Yeah, poor Aggie was a wreck when we finally got her out.
And a drink did her good. Come on, I'm pouring.
Fine, but no bubbles. You know how they affect me.
No one knows it better.
Guys, you here?
Hello, Charles. Looks like your time in the slammer didn't leave you any worse for wear.
It was one of the worst experiences of my life. We hyphen bridges weren't meant to be caged. We were...
born free.
As free as the wind blows.
Like an antelope on the savannah.
I was thinking more of a gazelle.
Where's your sidekick, Marlin?
Steve? Still in jail.
Poor little hipster.
Yeah. And I have to give him some bad news. I think Isabel left him.
What? Why?
I don't know. I went to his apartment, like he asked, to check on her, and there was no sign of her. Not even her clothes. It's like she just up and cleared out.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah. So I fed his ferret and left.
He has a ferret?
Yeah, apparently. Never mentioned it before. You think you know a guy.
So what now? This whole thing sounds like a murder by numbers.
The police.
Right. What are they going to do about it?
No, I mean murder by numbers. The police.
And?
Never mind. Anyway, now I have to figure out how to get him out. He needs an alibi. Hard to do when he was just sitting out there the whole time pining. Wait, you saw him? You could be a witness, couldn't you?
You know, we're not supposed to leave Dimension unless it's really important.
Yeah, like someone dying.
Or the world's in danger.
Or a Johnny Dazzle show.
But no more.
But if you just...
Sorry, Charlie. We're really not what you can call reliable witnesses.
Yeah, we'd fail all the background checks.
Besides, we didn't exactly see him out there. He's just always pining out there when he's alone. It's what he does.
Now run along. We've got work to do. Yeah. Okay.
Margie? Where have you been? What happened to you? Are you bleeding?
No, it's not mine. I don't know whose it is. It's... Have you seen Rick?
Not in a couple of days.
Damn it. Charlie, I have to go back. I followed Winston back to New York.
When?
What do you mean, when? Oh, when? It was... I thought it was now.
And he was alive?
Yes. Why?
Because he's dead now. They found his body.
What? Where? And how did you get out? Where's Steve?
Long story, but my alibi checked out and, well, Steve doesn't have one. We were hoping you would...
I need to go back. When I saw Winston, he said he already told me everything he could. But he didn't tell me anything. I have to go find out what he told me. And I have to find Rick.
What if you run into yourself?
I'll be careful. I have to go. Hell, I'm pretty sure I've already done it. I just have to... God, why does talking about time travel get so confusing?
Tell me about it.
Give me a postcard from the drawer, will you?
Let me go with you.
No. Stay here. Get Steve out of jail.
How?
Figure something out. He needs you. Get Anna to help.
That's another thing. Anna's missing.
All right, girl. Think fast. Where is this guy? Better check the public bathrooms first. Hello? Anyone in there? Mr. Winston?
What? Yes, who are you? How do you know my name?
I'm Margie, Ms. Knoll, from the agency. I need to talk with you.
I really can't.
You need to, Mr. Winston. You are in grave danger at this very moment.
Is that a threat?
A warning. You're being followed, and I'm pretty sure you know by who.
Oh, God. I've failed then.
Failed at what, Mr. Winston? What's going on?
He's going to kill me. Branch, I mean. I've failed him.
Branch. You mean he's behind all this?
Yes, he said we were to bait the trap.
A trap? For what?
For his wife.
Anna? Wait. Anna is his wife?
Yes.
Oh, God. You didn't fail, Mr. Winston. Damn you, but you didn't fail.
What? Didn't... You tricked me. Get away from me. Go.
Mr. Winston, wait.
A very interesting conversation.
Well, who the hell are you?
Among colleagues, I am called Vlad. But I do like the Impaler. It's a name that sticks.
Well, take a hike, Mr. What's that for?
It's for impaling things, of course. Things such as you, if you don't come along. Now.
You're awake. Good. It's been so long since we've had a talk, Anna.
Talk is cheap. Where am I?
Let's just say you're in a safe house. For now.
And you think holding me is going to make me give you the mechanism? If I didn't do it when I was actually in love with you...
For one, I have far more persuasive techniques at hand now.
Torture? You have changed, Branch.
You will not stand in my way any longer. But I do not need to torture you. Not directly. Not when you've gone so soft.
What do you mean?
Come now. Between those two imbeciles in your office and the intrepid Miss Knoll, you've gone and let yourself get attached. Shame about your dear friend Rensfield, too.
What did you do to him?
Let's just say your name wasn't the last thing to escape his lips. Though it was rather difficult to tell.
You bastard. You've gone over the edge. Do you know that?
And every one of your remaining friends are now standing on the edge of a knife. Will you let them all die? One by one? Or will you give me the anti-Keithera mechanism?
I will watch this entire world burn before I see you back with her. I spit on her grave, and I will spit on yours someday.
Nothing stands in the way of true love, my dear. Especially not you. Carlo, come in here.
Yes, sir.
Get a message to Vlad, will you? Tell him to put an end to things.
Very well, Branch.
You see, Anna, if I can't have what I love, neither can you.
No, you can't do this.
Silence! Mr. Winston is no longer of use to us.
There they are. Wavy lines. Let's go.
It's too late, Miss Knoll. He's found
us. I'm afraid this is the end of the line. For all of you.
I didn't... It wasn't... I'd never... She tricked me!
No, Rick! Get in! No! No, Rick! Get in!
No!
No, Rick! Get in!
No!
No, Rick! No,
Will!
Erica,
Hi, Rick. What are you doing here?
Where's Miss Margie? Did she come through here?
No, sir. I haven't seen her in a while. Is everything all right? Is that blood?
What? Oh, my.
Well, hello there, Charlie.
Hello, Lester.
Seems you've had quite the bit of excitement around here the past few days. I dare say the police presence has not been particularly good for business.
Well, my heart bleeds for you. Is there something you need? I'm very busy at the moment.
I actually came by to speak with Verino about a computer problem. Is he here?
No, he's still in jail.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I need to figure out a way to get him out.
It's gonna be a jailbreak, huh?
Thin Lizzy.
What?
Never mind. The guy needs an alibi that shows he couldn't have committed murder, and I need to find someone who can vouch for him.
Looks like I have a customer waiting for me.
Was that your secretary?
Heavens no. I have an internet-connected security camera. Lets me know when someone's at my front door. Pretty high-tech, huh?
Yeah, that is pretty neat.
Well, I'll let you get back to your thinking, then. There is business afoot.
Wait a minute. How long have you had that camera?
Well, a couple weeks. King Street may be fashionable and all, but there's still a certain element that's up to no good.
Is it aimed towards us? Here?
Well, yes, I suppose it is.
I need to look at your tapes from the other day.
What's in it for me?
How about a reduced police presence in the area, like the one that just drove that potential customer away?
What? Damn it. Fine. But if my camera saves Verino's bacon...
He's vegan.
Whatever. Let's just say that you'll owe me.
Rick, what are you doing here? Where's Margie?
I don't know. I was hoping she'd be here. I lost her. I lost both of her.
What do you mean you lost both of her?
We were trying to save that Mr. Winston from the guy with the funny voice.
Funny voice?
Yeah, like the ones of those monster movies. The creepy kind that hides in the shadows.
Wait, do you mean like a vampire?
Yeah, but he wasn't sparkly. He had a really big knife.
Vlad.
I think it's what they call a dirk.
I mean the guy with the funny voice. I think I know him.
Oh, yeah. Well, just before I got pushed through the portal, I saw another Margie, and she was with this dirt guy.
Vlad.
He stabbed Mr. Winston. The blood went everywhere, and then I was in Planet Follywood.
You mean Margie ran into herself?
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn. Come on, we need to talk to Trevor and Philip. Guys, I need your help.
What's up, Satchmo?
What actually happens when you run into yourself in time?
Why do you ask?
Oh, no. That boom we felt earlier.
Say it isn't so. Who was it, Charlie?
It was Margie.
Oh, God.
It's bad, isn't it?
It ain't good.
When a person runs into themselves, it creates sort of a loop.
They disappear from the timeline.
You mean they die?
No, but they're stuck.
And it's not so easy to get them unstuck. It's only been successful a couple of times and, well, it changes a person. So, can we get her back?
I don't know. We've never had any success.
How many times have we told you to be careful?
It wasn't her fault. It was Dirk.
Vlad.
The Impaler?
We think so.
That means Branch is involved.
This is serious. Where's Anna? We don't know. She seems to be missing too.
We need to find her.
First things first. I have to go down to the station and try to get Steve out. I got one of Lester's security tapes that shows Steve in the office during the time of the murder. And now that we know Vlad did the actual killing...
Let me get my briefcase.
Why?
Because I'm coming with you. I'm your new lawyer.
We are your new lawyers. But I thought you couldn't leave the dimension thingy.
For this, we do. Let's go.
Now let me get this straight. You're saying that Mr. Winston was killed by an assassin named Vlad under the orders of a man who goes by the name of Branch?
We do, Your Honor.
I'm not a judge.
Well, you should be. You would look simply majestic in robes, and black is very slimming.
Yes, well, wait, what are you suggesting?
You do admit the security tape is sufficient evidence to release Mr. Verino?
Yes, I suppose so.
I rest my case.
This isn't a court.
But it's such an impressive office you have. How many people can fit under that desk?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I demand the release of my client immediately.
Very well. Sergeant, please see to Mr. Verino's release.
Yes, sir.
And what are you going to do about Branch and Vlad?
We will take your story into account as we continue our investigation. Do you know where we might find these gentlemen?
They could be anywhere, really. Why do they call detectives digs?
We'll be going, sir. I look forward to you nabbing the bad guys.
We could loan you some very nice handcuffs if you'd like. We know Houdini.
Good day, gentlemen.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Guys, I can't thank you enough.
It's Charlie you should be thanking. He's the one who found the security tape. It was nothing. Just a little hyphen bridge ingenuity.
Well, thank you, Charlie. I thought for sure I was a goner there.
The question is, now what?
We need to find Anna. I bet Branch has her.
What about Margie?
We're really going to have to face the reality here, guys. Margie's gone.
But you said people have escaped loops before.
Only two in the entire history of time travel, and no one knows how. It was just luck.
If she's out there, she'll just have to come back on her own.
There's really nothing we can do?
I'm afraid not.
Rick is going to be heartbroken.
Yeah. Come on, we need to work on a plan to find and rescue Anna.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Oh, and Steve, we are now indebted to Lester.
Think he'll take cash?
I wish this debt was about money.
Woody Guthrie.
Yep. Good to have you back.
Thank you for listening to the Cardinal James Show's production of It's About Time. Please visit itsabouttimetravelagency.com and join our listeners club. Members will have the opportunity to win It's About Time merchandise in addition to getting advance notice of upcoming events. And if you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and leave a review. Doing so will help spread the word and build our listener community. It's About Time, Lost and Bound, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was written by Stephen Cardinal and featured the voice talents of Chris Fabian, Raul Ceballos, Victoria Vaughn, Layla Auld, Ryan Ehlert, and Sarah Wallace Craven. Sound editing by Charlie James. Artwork by Sheila Kern.